What's up, guys? As you can see, we are one man down, and I have a mask on.
You literally open this up just like Dane would. You say what's going on, and then you address yourself personally. Dane will do that every single time, where what he'll do is he'll be like, "Welcome back to the show," and I've got a frog in my throat, right?
He does do that.
Every time. Dane, we love you. We know you're probably watching this.
He's like probably mad that he can't be. He's built his own home studio.
Yeah.
He's ready to do this. He's ready to live stream. And then his voice gives out on him.
Yeah. So
worst case scenario.
I like to start this off by saying, hello, 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 and welcome to the Rag Company podcast, where today we're doing the main show. Main show is a little bit different from our Q&A Thursday, where the main show, we like to talk about our weekends, chit-chat, banter, you know, create a lot of that lore that many of us love so much.
Good stuff.
And then the Thursdays, we continue the lore and the banter, but we also answer questions sometimes. Yeah,
we pay the bills.
You know, got to do something, right?
Exactly. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm Levi Gates, and over here to my left, Anthony Fisher.
Thanks for having me, Levi.
Anthony, this is going to be fun.
There's like a lot of separation. I'm going to scoot
They pushed us apart. But basically, in case you guys are wondering, Dane is home. He is sick. And we leave for Germany in like 5 days. So I'm like super worried that Dane is not going to be making it to the flight.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to be running, no belt on, and dragging his suitcase, trying to keep up with us. And so, Dane, please, please, please get better so we can fly to Germany and the Fatherland.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a mask because, one, I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
I got 5 days till I got to fly. So I want to make sure that, one, I don't get anybody sick.
Yeah.
Two, nobody gets me sick.
True.
Because I got to get on a flight and I don't want you guys screwing this up for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting kind of that that stressful time period now with traveling, where you're just like, okay, you know, you really got to start playing it safe again. And,
well, you look at the cost of this trip and what it's going to, how much money we're spending on this.
It's a lot of money.
And I'm looking at it going, I'm vitamin C both ends.
Yeah, both ends. You're taking the
taking them in both spots just to be safe.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it, man.
And then on top of that, last thing I need is for maybe, you know, someone in the other building to maybe not wash their hands, maybe touch something that I have to touch, you know, and then I get sick. So that's kind of the deal here. So in case you guys are wondering, we're just trying to make sure. So Dane is, as you see in the comments, with us answering questions and hopefully being able to chime in.
Dane's definitely got it. He's definitely sick. But he'll be in the comments, and if you have any questions for him, ask him how he's feeling, you can jump in and do that. So, all right, so a little bit of housekeeping, right? A little bit of sweeping, a little bit of dusting, a little bit of squeegeeing those beautiful windows to reveal that shine.
Very nice.
Something like that. I've had some experience in the past with that.
Actually, before we get into that, I do need to get me some professional window cleaning or semi-professional amateur window cleaning products.
I could point you in the right direction, Levi.
Man, just the ground floor windows, all of mine are filthy.
Well, I was a professional window cleaner for roughly almost like 5 years.
Wow, you
know, maybe like 4 years in college, 5 years. So, all right, getting into this. This week is another big week, and I know we keep kind of hitting you guys one after another, right?
Just a couple
with these big, amazing, great things within the detailing industry. I think that the Diamond Protech products obviously stirred up a bunch of stuff in a good way, not in a bad way, in a good way. And it's crazy to see how many people are so excited about the new coating brand, excited about putting the product on their car. And I can't wait to see how this brand continues to evolve, right? You know, our job was just to try to lay some of the groundwork for a launch and help them be successful. Yeah. But really, they're their own brand. We are not affiliated with the brand in any other way other than us distributing their products.
We're just a distributor of the brand, just like all the other brands.
But that's just kind of what we do, right? So when people say, why do you guys have so much interest in this? Well, we have interest in it because we're excited about it, and we have interest in it because we are all very passionate about detailing. We love this kind of stuff, and very rarely do we find something that like truly impresses us. And so this is one of those brands that, you know, we're really pumped for, and you're actually going to be hopefully running into the guys when you go on your trip.
They're gonna be in at Auto Mechanica, and then we are going to go to Italy, and they're going to show us around, you know, because two of the guys, Roberto and Avi, are Italian, and they work in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And so they want to kind of show us around and around their neighborhood where they live and all that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited to be able to spend some time with those guys.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, it's really, really cool. I mean, so it's a Swiss coding brand, right? With much of the, you know, employees from different areas around Europe.
Yeah, and all of them.
It's kind of like a big pot of fondue that we once shared with them when we were in Switzerland.
It was a lot of cheese that we ate. That was a lot of cheese.
Yeah. I'm surprised Dane's body was able to process it, honestly.
Dane put it away.
He put it away. But anyway, so jumping into the housekeeping, like I was saying, another big reveal is here on the way. This is going to be coming on September 8th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the big launch, and this is going to be something that will also disrupt the industry in probably a good way, and I'm really excited about it. It's something that we've been working on for a long time now, mm-hmm. and I think that we have all parties through this process we've come to this pretty
I think
happy.
We're very excited
we've
about
come
it.
Very happy, like, yeah. This is it.
This is a good one, and this is something that I think is going to work really well, and I think people are really going to enjoy. I am going to say, though, for you guys, if you have not yet, please sign up for the newsletter. Go to theragcompany.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, sign up for the newsletter, because the email blast is going to have something so delicious in it. You guys are going to die. Like, literally going to be so laughing, exciting. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You're also going to get your first chance to see it. We're going to probably show it on the Q&A, but I think you guys are really going to enjoy to see it.
Anthony Blaine is working hard to get this done. And it's so much fun. So anyway, this Thursday, it's going to be big. The only teaser I posted was actually what I left you guys with on Friday on Instagram. That's the most I could really...
Yeah.
Can't really say much else. Couldn't really do much else.
BNS even posted one on theirs on Friday.
Yeah.
They posted a little teaser, but again, not giving anything away.
But I guess with that said, right, we also just came out of Labor Day weekend, right? And I should have addressed that. We had our sale at theragcompany.com, 20% off site-wide, almost everything. And it's one of our few big 20% off sales that we have throughout the year. So hopefully you guys picked up something good, whether it was the Diamond Pro Tech stuff, maybe some P&S products, maybe it was Koch Chemie, maybe it was Optimum, maybe it was Rag Company Towels. I mean, G Technic, the list goes on, right? So it was a great weekend. And I think that the sale was successful, which is great. And that was the last sale, I believe, that we're going to be having.
Till Halloween?
No, I mean we're
for a couple weeks.
We're not going to have another sale like that.
Oh, another 20% off sale.
We're not going to have anything like that again until Black Friday. So I'm hoping you guys picked up something good. But we are looking forward to the rest of September. I am looking forward to October. We're going to have a lot of fun during the month of October with some cool sales and some theme stuff as well. Mm-hmm. We always do. Right, it's exciting, man. I love Halloween.
Yeah,
which I'll tell you about my weekend here in a little bit. But I mean, it kind of has to do a little bit with that and my lack of Halloween at my house and how I'm kind of sad about the whole situation.
Oh, but I thought it was a change.
Me and my mother-in-law did not win my wife over with Halloween stuff yet. But it looks like Ron Ayo said took advantage of the 20% off sale, a couple gauntlet drying towels, and two Diamond Pro Body 36 kits. Amazing. Nice. But I hope you guys had a good relaxing weekend, whether it was just hanging out, not doing anything. Maybe you guys were doing something. Some people worked yesterday. Some people didn't work.
Maybe.
But let's go ahead and.
I just want to say I really liked on the Rag Company podcast discussion group how many people were installing Diamond Body Pro Diamond Body 36.
I know.
This weekend. Yeah. That was super cool.
Well, I think they probably planned it to where they bought it last week.
Yeah.
Plan to install it on Labor Day weekend for that 3-day weekend, and I hope they enjoyed it. I hope they loved it.
Yeah, I loved seeing all the posts. I loved the ideas that everybody had. I liked the messages I received from folks that were in the process of doing it. It was super cool. Thank you guys for buying and using the product and confirming everything that Anthony and I basically talked about that product.
And I will, without jumping too much into my weekend, I will say that it's been over a week and a half now since we coded my wife's 4Runner.
Yeah. Right?
pretty crazy, man. Like, I posted up in the podcast group, you know, I went a little off-roading, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a little off the beaten path. And
well, you guys had to haul some couches out to the middle of the woods to take some family photos.
I wish. no, but we took the 4Runner off-road, and we parked this thing, and this was last Friday, and I got out of the car, and it was just the sun was hitting it perfectly, and I look at the car, and I go, holy crap, man, this thing is still clean. Like, yeah. by my wife's car standards, right?
Right.
That car would be dirty in about 2 days after I got done washing it. It just would. It just, for some reason, it just collects so much dirt. Right. That color shows so much dirt. It's almost impossible, right? That's why I only wash it once every 2 months, because there's no point, right? It's just going to get dirty again. And, like, worse than it, you know, when bad. Worse than any other car I have. So, I got out. I looked at it. I said, holy crap, man, this thing looks amazing. There was a very, very light layer of dust on it. I'm talking, like, light. Like, you know, yeah. You can take your finger and kind of smudge it a little bit. But outside of that, the car was still clean. She even noticed and said, my car's staying cleaner for longer. It's nice. And I'm like, isn't it? Right? And got it home. And what's funny, the dust that it accumulated, just that slight amount of dust that accumulated in that dirt parking lot, blew off the car, right?
On the drive home.
On the drive home. So then I got home and I said, well, it is clean again. Like, it's not even, now it doesn't even have the dust on it anymore.
It's crazy.
And
the self-cleaning is real self-cleaning.
It's crazy, man. I don't know what else to explain it. The front end's bug-free. We went up in an area of bugs, Lucky Peak, where there should have been a ton of bugs that should have hit the whole thing. Nothing stuck to it, even if it did die. I just was like, dang. And even if the bugs were killed on the front, I'm saying that nothing stuck to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to give you guys a future update. What we need to do is I need to bring it back in. Since you guys saw it live, probably do a live wash on it. So you guys can see the real life water behavior of the coating and see how it's doing.
Well, and that's why I said, like, my wife has multiple times gone to the grocery store and just thought that I had washed her car.
Yeah.
And called and said, hey, thanks for washing my car. It looked great when I was walking out to the car. And I'm like, haven't washed your car in a month, 6 weeks.
And you've taken her car through the car wash,
taken it through a car wash. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't had any issues. I'm not planning on taking Katie's car through a car wash. So I'm excited to see, you know, how many months down the road I'm still seeing some crazy water behavior. Yeah. Because, I don't know, I think honestly, like, the coating, with that, how that car is treated and driven, could last a long time.
Yeah. I think you'll love it. All right, let's jump into our weekends. Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
What'd you do?
Well, so I started off Friday night on the Cleaner Cast.
Oh, my gosh. With Jamie the Cleaner?
With Jamie the Cleaner and Alex Dewar. Nah, I'm saying it with a Boston accent. Dewar.
Okay, all right.
So, we got to hang out with them, spent the evening with them. But first, I had to pick up some dinner. It's Friday night. Had to pick up dinner.
Yeah.
Alex voted that I go to Chicago Connection. Mm-hmm. I'd already put in my order.
Yeah.
Which was amazing that he called it. Yeah. Just like that. So, order a couple pizzas, a little spaghetti for Augie.
So you just went pure cheese is what you wanted.
I got Chicago a cheese Connection. Pizza.
It's cheese with crust on it.
Yes, mm-hmm. And some sauce. And then I ordered a sausage, Italian sausage pizza. That's the other one I like.
Yeah.
So got those bad boys, brought them home, scarfed a couple slices down, went into the MOSHQ podcast studio, and then proceeded to download Chrome because I didn't have Chrome on my laptop.
Okay, yeah.
So I had to download that before I could join the stream the Cleaner Cast. But had a great time. Thank you all who turned up to watch. And that was a great show. Thank you, Alex and Jamie, for putting that on. That was super fun.
What did you guys talk about?
We just kind of talked about how great of a person I am as a human being. A lot of praise was heaped upon me.
Right.
And then they talked again about how amazing a human I am. And all my
complimentary.
It was kind of nice. I was a little surprised how much complimentary things they gave to me.
Yeah.
And then they sent me a couple televisions, some speakers, things like that. I said I didn't know I was getting this kind of free goods as well.
What?
They said, "Well, Levi, we just really like the person you are and who you are in the industry." We talked about, you know, just normal life. They asked about the process of how you and I figure out products here at the Rag Company. Yeah. They wanted to know more about Diamond Protech. So okay. I talked to them about that, how we figured that out. It was good. It was all in all fun. We kept it right tight to an hour.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then...
Does Jamie run a pretty tight ship over there?
He runs a very tight ship. It was really good. I like that. But yeah, so we... it was good. Fun, easy, simple. I suggest you do it next. If you haven't done it already.
Well, Alex says, Anthony, you'll also receive mad compliments. So I may just show up for the compliment portion. Say, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
It was a lot of compliments. It was great. No, the boys did a great job. I loved it. Had a lot of fun with them. That was kind of a fun way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, Mina says some great nuggets about the MOS that I didn't know.
Ooh, the Master of Shine.
I gave out some secrets.
Did you drop a couple secrets?
Little tips, little tricks.
I might have to listen to it, right, just so I can catch up and see what those secrets were.
Yeah, it was fun. But we finished that up, and then Friday night I just kind of chilled out with the kids and the wife. Saturday morning we got up. I had a car to detail. This car is traditionally a car from a customer that cancels three times. They cancel three times, and then the fourth time they show up.
Okay.
So this was their fourth date scheduled, and they showed up. And what'd they bring me? A Honda Pilot that was hammered.
Oh.
And all they wanted was the interior done and the headlights polished.
Okay.
And a light wash on the outside.
$800.
I wish I could charge them $800. So this was it when it was done. So all I did for the headlights, I did it as simply as I possibly could. I did charge them $200. And
for the headlights?
No, just for the interior detail on the headlights.
Levi, so here's what are you doing? Here's what I did. How good that looks.
So all I did was wash it.
Okay.
Car's covered in hard water spots and scratches and scuffs. I dressed the tires.
Yeah.
The outside headlights, all I did, quick, fast, 5 minutes, 3,000 grit sandpaper and O&R.
Mm.
Scuffed them up,
hit
them with a buffer with just the wool pad.
Yeah, love it.
And some Uno Protect.
Oh, I love it.
That's all I did for the headlights.
Amazing.
And that's left all it you at that.
Yeah.
And said, here you go. And I told them, hey, these are going to fade. I didn't put anything strong on.
Can we just appreciate how majestic that looks there in the outdoor wash bay?
Look at all my hoses, pressure washer, all that
stuff. I didn't know that your neighbors across had that Weeping Willow with that nice little retaining wall up there,
right?
Yeah, it's
quite delightful.
I think that you should build that retaining wall, and you should get a Weeping Willow as well.
Oh, that'd be kind of nice. I've started with a small quarry of sandstone.
I think that you are a Weeping Willow family, right? Because I think that you guys can have that kind of spookiness to it. But I think you'll also benefit from the shade of a Weeping Willow.
Yeah, but then I won't enjoy the sap that the Weeping Willow drops.
Are they pretty bad at Weeping Willows?
The Weeping Willow is like a rainstorm.
What about if you got a birch tree?
I would love to have a birch tree.
A nice birch. Yeah. I have a birch in my front yard, right? I hear the birch are more susceptible to mites or whatever they are, like the little insects.
I was looking at maybe doing some quaking aspens.
Oh.
The front. I like the way they dance. I like the leaves.
Yeah. Thunderous.
But yeah, so I worked on that on Saturday, and that thing was, it was, thankfully they took everything out, but it was grody. It was a grody car.
Just a bad car. You didn't want to do it.
Just dirty. Yeah. But I worked on it, got it mostly done Saturday. I got a lot of it, spent time in the, Simon Birch tree. You're right, Alex. and then Dane. So did that, knocked out that little thing, and they're friends of mine, and like I said, this is a weekend gig, but
I think they both said that at the same
time. I think
you guys are nerds, man. You guys are nerds.
So but I love you, got the interior done, and then my sister-in-law showed up with her daughter, her two daughters, and the new baby, my niece's baby.
Oh yeah.
So my niece Rachel just had a baby, Tucker, her and her husband. He's very cute, very tiny. He's like a month old.
Yeah.
Well, and they brought him to Boise.
Little Tucker. Welcome, Tucker.
Very cute. So I got to hold him on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then Sunday, I spent the morning just finishing that car. Just touching up a couple spots. That was when I washed it. And once I washed it, then I just kind of did the windows, pulled it out, called my friends, said, hey, it's ready to go. They showed up about 7:30 or so, picked up the car. That night, Sunday, Augie and I took the dog for a walk, but Sunday I tried to keep pretty lazy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try and get as much rest as I could, you know, going into Monday, get that good rest. Mm-hmm. But Sunday, we also went over to my mom's and did Sunday morning, did the balloons in the morning. So that was super cool. We had the Boise Balloon Rally, the Spirit of Boise Balloon Rally going on. So went and checked those out. And then there's Hadley and my sister hanging out, getting a little picture with the the balloons in the background as they're set. It was an early morning.
Yeah.
They were getting all the balloons ready to go. So that was kind of fun to see. Always a good time to check that kind of stuff out and see. And then went to my mom's and had a birthday party for my mom.
Oh, good. So, happy birthday. Yeah,
so her birthday was on the 31st.
Yeah.
And so we celebrated this weekend. I got her a really nice cake. Got her some, Carly got her a candle, and we got her card and a Kohl's gift card because my mom's a big fan of Kohl's. You should have made
your chicken enchiladas for her.
I should have, yeah.
Yeah.
But we did it with my grandma, and my aunt was still in town, so that was super fun to be able to spend some time with them. My grandma and my mom are supposed to be stopping by today, which is awesome.
I hope they do.
They said they're going to
come
by.
With my chicken enchiladas that they owe me.
Hopefully. You're going to tell my mom that.
I will tell her that.
But then Sunday was, you know, that, hanging out, chilling out, just trying to keep it pretty lazy. Carly went out with her sister for most of the evening. Mm-hmm. They went over while her sister could go do some shopping with her daughter. And Carly went over just mostly to hold on to the baby, which was kind of fun. So they could just play with the baby. Hadley enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Augie and I kind of chilled out. Like I said, we took Watson for a walk. My dog is getting too fat. I'm starting to get fat. So I needed to walk as well. Yeah. So we took him on a walk, ran into some friends. Then Monday, nice, easy Labor Day. Had no plans.
Ooh, that's
nothing
nice
to do. Absolutely nothing. So what did I do? I slept in.
Yeah.
Then I took a nap, which is even more fun. Went for a soda run, get some sodas.
Yeah.
And then took another nap. Really great, Anthony.
A lot of naps going on right
there. Super fun to have that many naps. Then I took Watson for a walk.
Yeah, then you napped.
And then, went over to my buddy Wayne's and got a shelving unit to bring into the MOSHQ. And what I did was I replaced a very small shelving unit, it was like this big, with like a giant shelving unit. Lots of room to be able to move stuff over there.
Activities, a lot of room for, you know, all sorts of trinkets.
All my
chemicals, things like that.
I put my steamer, my shampooer, and all my chemicals all on one shelf.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was amazing. Yeah. And then on the bottom shelf, jack stands.
Oh.
I was able to put all my jack stands under there.
Yeah.
Get those looking good. Got my totes put up.
This is like a big true red tote that you gave me.
I put that up there. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I still have some more organization to do because I got a lot of room now.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. So
it's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So set that up. Carly went and saw her sister, and then we just kind of chilled out. We've been watching, we watched Prey last night.
Okay.
On Hulu.
That is.
It's the new Predator.
Oh, how is it?
It's good.
What?
I really liked it. I thought it was perfect because it's simple.
A Predator show that's good?
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a new movie
on Hulu.
It's a movie or a show?
It's a movie.
It's called Prey.
It's called Prey.
It's about the Predator.
And it's about the Predator. And it's a Predator 1870 Northern Plains. And it lands on Earth and it goes hunting like it does.
The colonial 1870?
Yeah, no, dude, it's Indians and French fur trappers. Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because, like, Carly and I. So there's a Kids in the Hall skit where they play some French fur trappers, but they're French fur trappers who are in modern day, and they're like taking suits.
Yeah.
So like Armani's and things, and they're hunting those kind of suits. It's really funny. So Carly and I kept making those kind of jokes whenever the French fur trappers would come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some great Armani suits. And So we'd say that, and then the Predator would then go through and slaughter all of them. It's really good. It's really good. They did it really well. Super simple, easy premise, like just fun to watch. Like Carly and I really enjoyed it, and the girl that played the main character, she was amazing in it. Yeah, that was it. Simple and easy, dude.
I don't think the Predator was ever that bad of a person to begin with.
No, he's just out there looking for, you know, some... Yeah, Dane, new Predator movie, Prey, is actually better than most of the junk to proceed. Yeah, it's perfect. It's like It's kind of like the original.
I will watch it.
Simple and easy.
I will watch it. No, because that's the thing. I mean, nothing beats, you know, the Schwarzenegger, you know, up there.
Right. The other one started up
there in that tree stand. You know what I mean?
Well, like Predators was good.
Yeah.
Because I liked seeing, Adrian Brody as a character and them being hunted. I thought that was kind of a neat idea. This is something totally different. This is just a bunch of, you know, Plains Comanches that are, just out doing their normal thing. And all of a sudden there's a predator there who's just out hunting also.
With a lot of technology. Kind of unfair. But, you know.
She does some pretty good stuff.
We'll see how that goes. Okay, so, well, I'll have to check it out.
But yeah, all in all, not too bad. What'd you do?
Oh, man. So my weekend started Friday night right after. This is actually kind of funny. Right after got off work, right? Katie had planned family photos.
Yeah.
She had these in the plans for quite some time. It was like a mini shoot. It's like it's called like there's a word for it. It's like a mini session, pop-up session. We did this back in Christmas time.
Yeah.
And with another photographer, photos turned out super crappy. Honestly, it was not good, right? And I was like, oh, these mini sessions, like, because often it's a
why didn't you ask Nate?
Well, just listen to me. It's a new photographer that wants to say, hey, I want practice, but I want to charge people a ton of money.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a 30-minute block for $80.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take as many photos as I can of you, and you keep them. Right?
All right.
Cool. Not a bad deal, right? So a lot of these new photographers will do that just to kind of get their feet wet. Well, she found this photographer that's actually a professional one.
Okay.
She's really good. Katie already liked all the stuff that she did, and that was doing the same deal, kind of like, hey, however much, 30 minutes for however much money. I can't remember. I think it was like $100 or something like that. And so the plan was go home, get dressed, get all nice and tidied up, look good.
Look sharp.
And so this is the first time that me and Katie have actually gotten like dressed up in a while, you know, especially with the baby. And so Katie had one of her friends come over and kind of help her with her makeup for the photos and all of that. I got all, you know, dolled up as well, did my hair.
Did some makeup as well.
And we drive out to Lucky Peak. So this is where we did a little bit of off-roading. So we went up to Lucky Peak, kind of where the reservoir is. Past one of like the boat load-in areas, there's an area off-road where you can drive to where there's a beautiful kind of sunset, picturesque type of thing.
But did you drive all the way up to Arrow Rock?
Not, kind of like on the way there, kind of, you know. And so we got out, got lost at first, right? And my stomach started hurting.
Oh.
And I was like, Katie, I don't want my stomach to be hurting while we're up here in the middle of, you know, this area.
Right,
There's some questionable porta potties up here, so I'd rather not do that.
Yeah.
But we were able to make it in time, right?
So, and to keep in the forerunner from now on.
Yeah,
shovel and
there's paper towels
and paper
napkins,
and toilet paper.
Napkins.
You can dig yourself a cat hole.
I could. So we met up with a photographer. Finally found her. She was really nice, and we took a couple of photos, and they turned out really good. But then me and Katie said, "Well, while we're here, let's grab a couple iPhone photos while we wait for the professional one." So I think Katie got one of me and Lucy. And her. And that was just on the iPhone, right? So nothing super fancy. It was a beautiful backdrop, beautiful sunset. And that was when, after we finished up, I looked at the Forerunner and I'm like, oh my God, this thing's really, really clean. So we leave the picture plate, or we leave where we were taking photos, and we're coming back. And Katie's like, well, that was like 30 minutes. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, but we got like dressed up. I did my makeup.
Let's go eat.
Like, let's go do something, right?
Right.
And I'm kind of like, all right.
Red Robin.
Well, and so I asked her, I said, well, where do you want to go? She's like, well, I don't know. Like, what sounds good? I'm like, well, we're kind of, you know.
Tavern in Bound Crossing.
It's funny. I actually literally said that. I said, what about the tavern? And she's like, maybe the tavern, right? And I said, okay, what about Barbacoa, right?
Right.
And she's like, well, that's too fancy. I'm like, yeah, that is too fancy. And I'm like, what about this? And what about this? And we start going through a bunch of these different options. And like, she was like, I don't know, like tavern probably. So we start kind of heading towards there. And then she says, oh my God, you know what really sounds good? I'm like, what? And she's
Boise Fry Company.
She's like, no. She's like, Cheesecake Factory. And I said, I think we could probably make it to the Cheesecake Factory in time, right? I think that timing-wise,
we
can swing that. And so we start heading to the Cheesecake Factory, you know, looking up what we want to get, right? On the drive there. And we pull up and
you give them a call?
No.
You put your name on the list?
No, Levi. We pull up. We walk in.
Just walk in.
And go figure. I forgot that Cheesecake Factory is drastically understaffed right now. And every time we've gone there, it's always been a 30 minute to an hour long wait.
Right.
So I walk in and it's 8:30 or it's 9 o'clock. I think it's like 9 o'clock at night, 9:15. Yeah. And they said, "Oh, sorry, it's a 30 minute wait." Katie's like, "Well, what do you want to do?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know. Put our name on the list. Let's go outside and just kind of sit down and think about it." So we go outside, start sitting there, and should we get the food to go? Well, we're already here. I mean, would it technically take the same amount of time just to eat here versus going? And then Lucy started getting really fussy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started getting she started getting hungry.
She turns into a pumpkin.
And then she starts getting really fussy. And then she starts getting really squirmy. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, all right, well, I'm guessing we're not going to be able to eat here. So do you want to maybe order it in? So now we're on the website thinking, okay, let's see if we can put an order in. It's about another 5 or 10 minutes passed by. We didn't get a call yet. And then she says to her phone, she looks at me and she goes, "Should we just do something easier?" And I said,
"McDonald's."
Like what? And she's like, "I don't know. Just something on the way home. We'll figure it out." And I said, "Yeah.
Chick-fil-A."
So we grabbed the baby, put her in the car on the way home. I said, "All right, what do you want?" Our standards just decreased.
Yeah, just drop. Just went.
Just
went
more
down
and more and more and more. I said, "Panera Bread." "No, not Panera Bread." I'm like, "Do you want Costa Vida?" "No, not Costa Vida." We ended up settling on Jack in the Box.
Ooh, delicious.
And so there's my wife all dolled up at the drive-thru of the Jack in the Box.
That's
ordering
awesome.
The Jack in the Box. So this is pretty much just what being a parent is like, I guess, right?
This is. No, this is your standards drop really
it's
low.
It's getting dressed up, wanting to do something, realizing that it's just not as possible as it once was.
Especially with child.
With child.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you are all dressed up going through a drive-thru at Jack in the Box after spending an hour getting ready, 30 minutes taking photos, and now you're eating food.
Well,
that was made in 3 minutes.
Remember, Carly and I had called in to Kyoto to make a reservation. And the lady said, "Don't need no reservations. Just come in." I said, "Okay." Showed up. And the lady was like, "Yeah, it's an hour wait. And we have people here with reservations." I said, "You told me not to make a reservation." Never said that. You always need to make a reservation. I said, "I called in to make a reservation at noon." And you said, no need for a reservation. We're not taking them. Oh, didn't know. That's sorry.
Yeah.
So then Carly and I go to R&R Barbecue. And while we're at R&R Barbecue, Augie goes into full DKA at my dad's house. And we end up leaving as soon as we get our food to go.
I know.
Well, and head home. So it's going to be.
Yeah. If we would have planned it a little bit earlier, we probably would have been able to make it. But like just her feeding times, it's
hard. But that's what it is with kids.
That was it, man. It was just understanding
that. But at least you tried.
It's just kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
Like tavern, no. All right, Cheesecake Factory, no. Maybe something else. Jack in the Box, like tacos. Literally,
yeah, but those tacos probably tasted pretty good.
The tacos were pretty good. Not gonna lie, man. Right. And so that was pretty funny. So that was like my first experience of trying to guide through that process, and that's where we ended. So then Saturday was a big day because Jason was coming over. I mentioned a long time ago. I have these JDM that had these Japanese. What are you listening to?
I'm just looking at that. I was reading
sorry.
The things.
I had these Japanese headlights for the Evo, my Evo, right? And they're the Evo 9 MR JDM headlights.
Okay.
And
so spec'd in Japan, not
spec'd
here.
Spec'd in Japan. And I've had them for like literally a year in a box. I've been waiting to find the time to install them. But because I'm freaking crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole process.
Right.
Meaning
you need
that
to give
the
yourself
whole
time.
Front bumper has to come off. The under tray where there's like literally, I think there's like 42 pop clips underneath the under tray because it's a high performance machine.
Right.
All these things.
Just like the Elantra.
Just like the Elantra. All this stuff has to come off in order to access this stuff. But then on top of that, you also have to buy all new headlight bulbs because it's such a pain to get in there. You might as well replace the bulbs, right?
There.
So you need new headlight bulbs. You need new all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this is such a task that I'm going to have to find time. Well, end up playing with Jason. Hey, dude, come over. We'll bring your Evo. We'll do some Evo-related things at my house today, right? And he's like, okay, cool. So he thought we were just, like, putting on, like, stickers or, like, something small.
Well, it's Evo-related.
And then he comes to the house. He's like, so what are we doing? I'm like, oh, we're installing these headlights. He's like, oh, no. I wasn't prepared mentally to deal with you to do that today.
Yeah, I thought we were doing something light.
I'm like, sorry, Jason. I'm like, we got to do this, man. They've been sitting in a box. They're not doing me any favors sitting there. Let's get these things on. And he then was like, all right, well, so let's just start, you know, tearing into it. And I said, well, before you touch anything, let me see your hands.
You wash them.
He puts out his hands, and I start spraying him with alcohol. Right. And he's like, why are you spraying my hands with alcohol? And I said, I need you to be pure before you touch my car.
Yeah.
And, well,
you prepped yourself.
And
you have gotten your body ready. You shaved.
I shaved. Yeah. And, so, like, basically, you know, made sure he was pure. He was cleansed, free of oils, because my bumper is clean, right? I didn't want any of those greasy oils from him at the gym.
Those pizza fingers.
Yeah, those pizza fingers rubbing off on my stuff.
He's probably eating pizza
Jimmy
rolls.
Has those all the time, right? He's got those, pizza fingers where he always puts them on things. I'm like, why are you so greasy? Took off the front bumper. Total pain.
Yeah.
The under tray is a nightmare. Like I said, so many pop clips, it's almost kind of ridiculous. But took that off, and then I was able to get the front bumper off there. So that's with the bumper off. And you can see that beautiful intercooler with that titanium piping.
And a liquidator on the floor.
So if you go back, Nick, right? So we can go back. Actually, before that, there should be another picture of the car. Of one more picture before that of the car. No, not that one. Is that the only pictures you got? That might have been the only pictures he got. Anyway, long story short, these headlights, the only difference between these and the ones I had are that the amber on the bottom is flipped to the top.
Oh, so that's the old?
That's the new.
Oh, okay. You said it's different because it's on.
Yeah, so you see the orange? The orange is on the top, bottom. Right? Yeah. And then it would be clear. It used to be clear on the bottom.
Oh,
right?
Okay, I see.
People, weirdly enough, you know how people typically don't want the orange, right?
Yeah.
You want the orange on this.
Oh, okay.
It's weird because it's different.
Cool. Yeah.
So we do the install. Honestly, man, it was very stressful because you're pulling these headlights out with such a tight clearance. I taped everything off as I could, but like, you know when you're like metal to paint contact away from ramming something because the cords are so tight? It was really frustrating. So we got everything off, and then we were looking at the back of the headlight housing, and on my car, it's got these electric motors that adjust the HIDs, right? So you flip the switch, it goes, you know, makes these sounds and moves them up around. Or down. On these JDM ones, I did not see this particular wiring setup that it had. So we're looking at each other like, dude, are we swapping these? Like, do we have to swap over this entire motor assembly? Because we've already had to swap over the bulbs and the HID ballast. Like, the whole thing. Like, it's a whole process, dude. That's why I've been stressing out about this. And my favorite part, there's not any information online.
Yeah.
There's not one YouTube video of somebody doing this and showing the full process. There's not one write-up. There's no nothing. And I said, wow, this would have been really helpful if somebody would shoot a video pertaining to this.
I'm amazed that nobody has a video on that.
No, I'm amazed, too. I didn't shoot a video doing it. Yeah, because you know what? I was so stressed.
Missed opportunity.
I was so stressed. The last thing I wanted to do was even think about that. Yeah. So I just didn't do it. So anyways,
you could pull a video where you just explain, hey guys,
here's everything.
I swapped these out. If you ever want to do it, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. So anyway, ended up finishing that up, right? The light output, I've underestimated that too, because people said that, hey, this is different than what you're used to, and because the light output. What ended up happening is the JDM headlights, right? They shine towards our driver's side.
Yeah.
So our driver's side from sitting there shoots straight and to the left.
Right.
In Japan, that's perfect because that shines in the direction that they need to see, right? Where in the direction that they're going. For us, it blinds oncoming traffic.
Right.
So now I have a pair of headlights that blinds oncoming traffic. There is no adjusting them. All you have is that dial on there. So, it's basically, was it worth it? Probably not. It was one of those jobs where you look back and you go, wow, that was a lot of stress and a lot of headache and a lot of work for not that much of a difference. And now I'm able to see less at night because these are Japanese spec and other ones are USDM spec.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So did you get them adjusted? They're adjusted, ready to go?
Levi, I'm seeing the light output.
You can at all adjust them?
They are level, right? You can adjust them with the levelers, right? But I'm saying naturally the way that there is a block off plate, right?
Right.
That where it the bias for the shine of it is towards oncoming traffic on U.S. roads. That's just how they are. There's no changing that.
Weird.
I know. That's what I'm saying, right?
So I guess you're going to have to take them out, swap them over.
No, I love them. It looked too good, so I'm going to keep them. So anyway, so I did that. That was a whole process. We installed badges on Jason's car, which was a whole process of taping and masking and doing all that because he wanted his badges back on his trunk after it got repainted. I hate putting back on badges. I hate taking out badges. I hate putting them back on even more. But his were brand new, so they had the original adhesive. I just hate janky adhesive that's redone after taking a badge off. So that's just me. But we did that, and that was pretty much it on Saturday night. We watched the new House of the Dragon show.
Right? Yeah.
Been loving that.
I'm in the third episode of that. Finished that on Sunday.
And that's been, I think it's pretty good.
I'm still scared.
Are you?
Like, I'm worried they're going to ruin it again. And so I'm like, Carly and I were talking about it. We're like into it. We're watching it. It's good. But I'm like, when's the other shoe going to drop kind of thing? Like, when's this going to really, they're going to tank it?
Dude, well, I know. So, like, I don't think they're going to tank it. You think they're going to tank the show?
I'm just thinking it's going to turn into, like, the last season of
Game of Thrones. I don't think it will. I think this is going to be, I think this is going to be, like, season 5 of Game of Thrones.
See, but I've read the book. I have the book. I have it downloaded. I have the audiobook of this season. And it's already not what the book is. So that's why I'm kind of like, okay, well, see what happens here. So
we'll see.
But anyway, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. So then after that, though, I think Sunday, I didn't really do a whole lot. I think I watched the new, Hulk show. I did some stuff around the house. I had to watch the baby for the most part. But it was just a lot of doing that. And then Sunday night, went out with Jason again, and we did a whole little kind of video photo shoot at the gas station. That's where that shot was. And
it
was pretty funny, dude, because we pull up there, and these two guys on motorcycles pull up, right? And we can hear him from a distance, revving up, right? And Jason makes a joke like, oh, man, it's Johnny Tran and the boys, right? They're coming to finish us off, right?
Right.
And the dudes pull up. The dude's got a gun on his, on his holster on his street bike. And I'm like, oh, God, you weren't kidding, right? it's not a Mac-10 or an Uzi, right? But, still. And they get off the bikes, and they're like, hey, are these Evos yours? And we're just like, depends, man. And Jason's like, depends if you're Johnny Tran or not. You're trying to ask us whose cars these are. And but they were actually super cool, dude. And so they just wanted to hang out and talk with us. And we looked over showed them the cars and whatnot. And it was a good night. So we did that. And then yesterday, I have to go back through my pictures on a long weekend because I usually forget what the heck I did. All
right. Apparently, my mom and my grandma are in the other. Or just on the side watching the podcast.
Gosh, I think I'm forgetting some type of story. But all I know is that, yesterday was great. Did a bunch of lawn work. Knocked out some stuff around the house. And, a couple of the nights, last night we watched more of the show. And that was pretty much it. I mean, it was a good weekend. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't really get a whole lot of rest because every morning I woke up early to try to knock a bunch of stuff out before the baby woke up. But this weekend, we're actually doing some bunch of yard work at my house.
Oh, nice.
So I'm excited. Getting that permabark, that big rock, right? Making it look nice, doing a bunch of stuff like that.
Just in time for the leaves to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
All on the new permabark. It's going to be great.
Yep. So that's it, man. That's it. It's all I got. So I think since Levi's family is here, we are going to be cutting this just a little short today.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Easy peasy.
And then Dane will be able to tell us about his experience of being sick when he is back here in literally 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, right? That'll be nice. Hopefully Dane, it'd be nice maybe to get him in on the Q&A Thursday. Maybe he could beam in for a bit.
Well, he's got a streaming set up, so he might be able to.
He should be able to do that. But, Dane, I hope you get well.
Yeah.
I hope you get better. I hope that you can be on a plane with me in, 5 days because I am really worried that you're not. It'll be good. So, Dane, get better. Please, as always, guys, make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe. Please subscribe. Give us the hit that button. Make sure you hit the bell. And please stay tuned. Thursday's Q&A is going to be a wowzer doozy one that you guys are going to love.
Yep.
And as always, stay tuned for more right here at the Rag Company Podcast. Talk to you guys later.
See ya.